Good morning, everyone. Today is Yud Beis Tishrei Tavshin Pei Aleph. In the new Jewish year, we are in the week preparing ourselves for the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And in this new section, we are going to discuss the idea, the notion, and the vision of happiness. What does it mean to be besimcha? We know that Ivdu Es Hashem besimcha, to serve the Ribono Shalom with happiness, with simcha, is a primary trait that we try to achieve. And of course, the Yom Tov of Sukkos is V'samachta V'chagecha. The simcha of the Yom Tov is felt by sitting in the sukkah, by performing the mitzvahs of the Dalin Minim, and of course, Ein Simcha Ela Mishira, Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. The Yom Tov of Sukkos highlights the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, the celebration that was had in the Beis HaMikdash. So we know V'samachta V'chagecha, the Jewish vision of happiness, is extraordinary. And so now, over these next few days, we're going to focus on the midah and the way to achieve that happiness. So we know that happiness, simcha, is a universal human longing. But the problem is that there are so many people that walk around in this world, they're unhappy. The Torah teaches us that it's not just a good idea to be happy, but it's a mitzvah to be happy. And so therefore, when the Torah mandates that there's a mitzvah to be happy, it must be that it's possible for us to achieve that mitzvah, to achieve this level of happiness. Now, in Yahadus, there are a number of practical approaches as to how a person can be genuinely happy. And these approaches are not, you know, self-indulgent activities that are popular in certain Western civilizations, but are rather they're grounded in a deep and unending appreciation of the opportunities within life itself, knowing that every single precious moment can be infused with meaning and purpose, and every moment can be utilized to bring a person closer to a sense of dveikus and building a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and also realizing a person's goals in life. And we're going to see throughout this process that when a person realizes when the opportunities present themselves, how to achieve the goals in life that one sets out to accomplish, there's going to be a sense of happiness, albeit the fact that it seems to be that it's elusive for many. Now, Yerucham Levovich in Das Chachma Umusar, he says, the first thing that a person has to do is a person has to realize, as the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Sor Mei Rav Ve'Aseh Tov, you have to realize that you have to rid yourself of the negativity, get away with the bad, and then get to the Aseh Tov, to the good. And that many people are needlessly unhappy because they think that this is the normal way to be. It's normal to be miserable. People become so used to being unhappy that they're unaware of the needless misery that they cause themselves. You don't have to be trapped in that. They imprison themselves by, you know, filling their minds and thoughts with resentment and hatred and envy and taiva's desires. It's amazing how they can tolerate such a life when you're so miserable. So most people, they mistakenly think it is impossible for life to be any different. And that's the first thing he says, Sor Mei Rav Ve'Aseh Tov. First, you have to get rid of all the hatred and all of the animosity and all of the envy and all of the desires, the taiva, and then we'll be able to achieve what happiness is. It's as Rabbi Dr. Akiva Tatz writes about how one can achieve happiness, that when a person is correctly pursuing a meaningful goal, and even if it requires lefum tzara agra, sense of effort, there's nothing that's really meaningful without effort, it's what generates true happiness. And that the real definition of simcha is the response you feel when you are, you know, moving toward a meaningful destination or along a correct path against a sense of resistance, and you're making progress. And then we're going to develop all of these ideas in more detail. But we'll just end this morning's short little introduction section to Simcha by the writings of Nassim Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, Nor HaTzofen, where man, he says, was created to derive pleasure in the Ribono Shel Olam. He quotes, of course, in Perek Aleph of the Mesillas Yesharim, of the Path of the Just, and the Ramchal's writings, of how a person can first have a sense of centered, a sense of purpose, is that we have to understand we were created, put into this world, to have pleasure from the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore a person's experiences have the potential to give him happiness without end. It's simcha without borders. So this pleasure does not refer only to the Olam Haba, only to the next world, but also in this world as well. Shrecha b'olam hazeh v'tov lach l'olam haba. A person can have simcha in this world as well. And every person is surrounded by limitless potential for pleasure and enjoyment. A person can achieve anything that they put their mind and hearts to. The world and all its details is a source of pleasure. A person's experiences in physical and spiritual areas give each and every one of us the potential for happiness without end. So that's what we have to do, is a way of introducing this idea. We have to get rid of the ideas that we've kind of centered ourselves around, that we can't have happiness the way we think that we must and the way we could. We have to realize that what brings simcha, as Rabbi Tat says, when you're headed towards a life ambitious, a passion that's associated with a plan and achieving that plan. And finally, as Rav Nosson Tzvi and Rav Tzofen explains, that this is why we were put into this world. We're surrounded by limitless potential for pleasure and enjoyment, and all of the details are a source of pleasure. We just simply have to tap into that. Okay, we'll continue in this journey of finding simcha and living with simcha tomorrow. I wish each and every one of you a blessed and a holy day.